Next item is Senators Hawkeye Subdivision Interconnection Deletion Request.
This is a request to delete an interconnecting road that's located between the Senators and the Hawkeye Subdivision. If you did approve this request, that area would become open space, and we provided you letters supporting this request from the developers, the Homeowners Association of both developments, and there was also a copy of the approved plan showing the interconnector, and then there was a smaller plan showing the deletion of that. The only condition of approval on Senators was that there would be, there was no conditions on Hawkeye, that was approved back in 2003. The only condition on the Senators' approval back in 2008, there shall be interconnectivity with the adjoining parcels and with the bike trail that's still connected. Not for vehicular traffic.
Well, gentlemen, this is one of those situations when we wish we had a certified land use planner, because the trend seems to have changed. I mean, at one time there was communities were developed on their own, and then there was an argument for interconnectivity, and now it seems like it's, I believe more recently it's been just the opposite.
Yep.
You know, no interconnectivity. So
DelDOT was the one that was pushing the
interconnectivity. Yeah, I was going to say, it was our friends at DelDOT that wanted that.
And the communities that I hear from don't like it because it creates more problems than it solves with liability and maintenance and all sorts of issues. And I think probably DelDOT's heart's in the right place more on commercial interconnectivity. That makes more sense than residential interconnectivity.
Yes.
You know, so.
Well, and then you hear, sometimes you hear the complaint, well, there's only one entrance. What happens if there's a major accident at the entrance and you can't get out? But again, that's how the pendulum has swung since.
Actually, these were both planners. I mean, the same state leaves planning office and planners at DelDOT.
I was going to say.
Wanted it, and then the
planners. I think this was a problem
the certified planners
by
decided
certified
they didn't want it.
Planners,
and I'm going to bet you, given enough time, they'll want it again.
Got a coin, we'll flip it, see which way they blow.
Give them time, they'll change their mind.
I don't have any trouble with it, Mr. Johnson. It probably shouldn't have been there in the first place.
I'm the one that was involved with the application for Senator, so I'm the
your
one
fault.
That should have it. Absolutely. I admit it.
That's right.
I'd be
willing to bet it was proffered, though.
I
suspect that it was because that was the the thing of the day.
It was a trend.
It's just like flare
sidewalks
used to be a thing of the day.
That's right.
Pretty soon it'll be something else.
So I think, correct me if I'm wrong, I think what I'm hearing you gentlemen say is we should defer this until such a time that
they change their mind,
the
it becomes popular again.
Yeah. Rigueur again.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, should we ask for DelDOT's input on this?
Well, gentlemen, anytime we have the opportunity to increase open space, I think we should take it.
I'm choking on that word, open that two words, open space.
Well, I know it's one of your favorite things. That's why
I
mentioned it.
I know. It's a vast open space. But, Mr. Chairman, having beat this thing to death, concerning the Senator's Hawkeye subdivision request for the interconnection deletion, my motion is for approval.
Second.
Of the deletion.
Second that motion.
It's moved and seconded to approve the request for interconnection deletion for Senator's Hawkeye subdivision. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carried.